Slide 12, contact information. This is all pretty straightforward, but there are some questions that do come up. So clearly the must-haves are a name, an email address, and a hyperlink to your LinkedIn profile. Next to your name, if you have a particular degree, if you're an attorney, if you're a licensed social worker, sometimes people include MBA. By all means, go ahead and indicate that right next to your name. The only time you would not want to do that is if the job for which you're applying is really not related to your degree or certification or licensing. You may want to just wait and include that later on under your licenses and certifications. It may be confusing to a reader to see that you're a clinical social worker if you're applying for a job, for instance, at a university in HR. It just may, you don't want to include anything that will create confusion. A word about your LinkedIn profile is to make sure that it syncs to your resume. This is really important and becoming even more so. So you want dates to match up, you want positions to align. It certainly doesn't have to be exactly the same as your resume. Some people actually just cut and paste their resume and put it into their LinkedIn profile. You don't have to do that. It can certainly be more spare, although we recommend that it be clear or robust enough, I should say, that you can be searchable based on it. But it's important because very often, or more often than you would imagine for sure, a LinkedIn profile is not only checked, but it's really used as the first touch, if you will. Oftentimes a resume is not even reviewed by a recruiter. And that is true for in-house recruiters, maybe even more than external recruiters, but both. So making sure that your LinkedIn profile syncs and is not outdated or does not confuse your resume is really critical. It is not necessary, but probably would be preferred if you would include a phone number. That's especially true for texting purposes, but oftentimes or on occasion, I shouldn't say often, on occasion, someone will want to call you rather than reach out to you through email, or they might want to text you. So it's great to have a phone number on there. People do exclude it. Again, privacy issues come up, but that it would be best if you could include it. Optional are definitely physical address and website links. So most people or many people prefer to leave off their physical address because of privacy concerns. That's totally fine and it's acceptable during the pandemic when so many people were in a different physical location temporarily than their permanent location. This became kind of the norm. It's really fine to do. The only time that it's useful, in my opinion, to include it is when you're actually relocating and all your prior work, maybe even your whole life, has been in one place or different places than where you're going to be or have relocated to. And you want to make sure that people realize that you're not looking for a company to relocate you. It's also useful sometimes when you live in a place that might be like a significant suburb of a city. I'm thinking right now of Stamford, Connecticut, which is about an hour outside of New York, but it's certainly its own city, a small city, but it's its own place with its own industry. And there are companies that are north or west of Stamford that will be hiring people. And if they see that you live in Stamford, you would be a potential candidate, especially if they need you to be on site at least sometimes. Whereas if you live, for instance, in Jersey City or Brooklyn, it would be next to impossible to do that commute. So a physical address can be helpful there. A website link is important for people in certain professions. Graphic artists immediately come to mind. Many computer engineers, software engineers, include a link to their coding work or some of their other work. And there are other examples. People who are in communications may include links to some of the media that they, you know, press they've received, or media attributes that they've received. So there are times when website links are really important, or hyperlinks. If you have a personal website, maybe it's a hobby that you have, or something you're truly passionate about, but it really doesn't relate to your career at all, sometimes it's best to err on the side of omission. Then again, sometimes it's fun and great to include, and it can be very relatable. That's a case-by-case basis.